Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Okay, you're giving me the go-ahead. I can play 45s that never broke into the top 40. Well, thank you, because there's a lot of really cool records that never hit the top 40. In fact, there's a lot of great records that never even hit the top 100. Relics and Rarities, Dave the Rave here on the No Static Attic, giving some cool records that second chance on the radio. Good example of a very cool 45 from 64. Came out on the Chattahoochee record label. Buried. Only to be uncovered here on the Relics Rarity Show. The Contenders. Yes, and I will. I will go ahead.
We'll be right back.
dance we did in the summer of 62. Yes, kids, we love that record. Even with that cheesy organ. Chris Montez, Let's Dance. There's something you can dance to.
Nobody can do the whip like I do. Nobody can do the shout like I do. Nobody can mash with my potato like I do. Nobody can do the Popeye like I do. Don't you know I got a twist I do? Can't nobody do but me. Yeah, I got a shout I do. Can't nobody do but me.
Somebody out there that could do that dance. All those dances. Later a hit for the Human Beings, a big hit for the Human Beings, but actually that's the original version there from the Isley Brothers. Juan 45, the Isley Brothers from early 63. Nobody But Me. If you like originals, this is the original Sweet Soul Music.
Do you like good music?
Yeah, man.
Crazy about music. About the dances, long as it's swinging. What? What? Let's try some of the dances. I don't know which one. Alright, let's try to do the monkey. Alright, yeah. Alright, try that monkey for me, honey. That's it. Oh, you're looking good to me. That's right. Keep those elbows going. Don't forget to keep that back still in motion. Lord have mercy, yeah. Do you like all the dances? I'm crazy about the dances. Let's try a new dance. Let me see what I got to try. Oh yeah, I got it. Look here. Let's try the watusen. I love to do the tootsen. In fact, do this. Put the twist with the tootsen. That's a good one. That's kind of hard now. You gotta watch this on. All right. Try to do it. Put the twist with the water suit in. That's it. All right. Do me a little twisting. Don't forget. That's it. All right. That's it. Now let's try a new dance. Did what I tell you. Got to do what I tell you. Gonna do it? All right. Then listen to this. Look. You on a football field now. Down in a huddle. For that touchdown. Oh yeah, I dig this one up. You on a baseball field now. The bat's in your hand, girl. Swing for that home run. Yeah. One more biggest look. You in the middle of an ocean. Shipping going down now.
Sounds like the original Sweet Soul Music to me. Although when Arthur Conley had the hit with Sweet Soul Music, he credited as a Arthur Conley Otis Redding tune on a Sam Cooke LP. It's called Yeah Man. Here's one you can keep on dancing to. Dave the Rave in a dancing mood.
He
to see the ball any place. I didn't let him know when he let me go. How much it hurt me so.
That record on the Simpson record label, Dina Johnson. I'm a sad girl. We head on over to Detroit. And it never came out on the 45 off of the Spinners album called The Original Spinners from 1967. It Hurts to Be in Love.
Where I can hide,
Garage in Bronx, New York. Yes, tune called So I'm Wrong and You Are Right. And of course, when the record came out, it was wrong. Yes, Verve Folkways 45 and the group, yes, the Blues Magoos. Same group that brought you We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. But the early pressings of the 45, of their first 45, So I'm Wrong and You Are Right, it actually spelled blues as B-L-O-O-S. Later presses of the 45 were corrected, where they actually spelt it the way it should have been spelt, I guess, B-L-U-E-S. Blues Magoos, what a very cool early 45 from them. So I'm Wrong and You Are Right. And for the group that probably wins the award as the best sounding Shangri-La's type of a group, although they had a different name. They were actually called the White Boots, but they did this great 45 called Nightmare.
Yeah, no boy's worth the trouble that I'm in. My friends, they told me, they said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened. You can beat it, you can win. Look out, you're staring better, wipe off your grin. Get up, get up, push her to the ground. Get up, push her down. They're right, I thought, she did take my Bobby away. Putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little, but I never meant to hurt her or anything. You can beat her, you can win. Look out, she's staring better, wipe off her grin. Get up, push her to the ground. Get up, push her down. Hit her.
Girl sound that was so captured by the Shangri-La's, and that particular record, that's the best Shangri-La sounding record, came out on the Philips record label. Lori Burton and Pam Sawyer, who were great songwriters, that was their particular record. The group that they call themselves the White Childs, the White Boots, and of course they spelled it W-H-Y-T-E, the White Boots, and the tune which came out in early 67, perhaps late 66. Great tune, though. It's called Nightmare. Dave the Rave here on Relics and Rarities.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Dave the Rave remembers the music. Yeah, of the British invasion. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah.
Maybe I should be glad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know how love goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day she loves you, and the next day she ain't loving you. That's how love often goes, right? One day she loves you, and the next, she ain't loving you. The group known as Distant Cousins on the Date record label, summer of 1966, it peaked on the Billboard charts at number 102. She Ain't Loving You, Distant Cousins. Two guys, Larry Brown, Ray Bloodworth, they met in the Army. And, of course, they put out a couple 45s on the Date record label under Distant Cousins. Never really had a big hit. A regional hit, yes, with that particular record, She Ain't Loving You. But, of course, they became great songwriters. In fact, they wrote some of my favorite Richard and the Young Lion tunes. Larry Brown, Ray Bloodworth, the Distant Cousins. As we bring you the sound of Sonny and Cher here on the Relics and Rarity Show.
Baby, don't go. Pretty baby, please don't go.
I never had a mother. I hardly knew my dad. I've been in town for 18 years. You're the only boy I've had. I can't stay. Maybe I'll be back someday.
Baby, don't go. Pretty baby, please don't go. I love you so. Pretty baby, please don't go.
I never had no money. I bought at the secondhand store. The way this old town laughs at me, I just can't take it no more. I can't stay. I'm gonna be a lady someday.
Baby, don't go.
That, of course, is a 45 that wouldn't go away, like the song titled Baby Don't Go. Sonny and Cher, released late 64. It was a regional record, big hit record out on the West Coast. And, of course, then in 65, they broke out nationally with I Got You, Babe. So the record was re-released in the summer of 65, and then it became a national top 10 hit record. Sonny and Cher, Baby Don't Go. Day of the Rave, not going anywhere, just hanging out with you all here in the No Static Attic Relics and Rarity Show. The hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And, of course, every week we play a mystery 45. You get one guess only. And, of course, you got to call me up at 609-948-HIT, 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me along with your special requests, Dave at DaveTheRave.com. Last week's mystery 45... Yes, we'll find out shortly if we had a winner. Did you know who's singing this record?
Now I was curious as to how your lips would
That Mystery 45 when it came out in 68. Well, that's why you've got the Relics of Rarity show. The record which only peaked on the Billboard charts at number 104, spring of 68. The Parliaments out of Plainfield, New Jersey. Yes, George Clinton's band, Parliaments. Look at what I almost missed. Well, Santi, the great Santi down there in South Beach, Florida, he gets just about every Mystery record. He is the king of Mystery 45s, that's for sure. Once again, on that Revelout record label, The Parliaments, Look at What I Almost Missed. I'll have another Mystery 45 coming up for you in just a little bit. So once again, jot down my phone number here in the studio, 609-948-4487. The email address, dave@davetherave.com. You do remember The Parliaments, don't you? Yes, because they had this big hit in the summer of 67. George Clinton in Parliament, the pride of Plainfield, New Jersey. Not to mention Brooks Records. Used to buy a lot of cool records downtown Plainfield at the Brooks Record Store. I want to testify.
This is Dave the Rave.
We got more soul.
Home of of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
You wanna know why I'm grieving so, and just why I'm feeling so blue. Put yourself in my shoes and you'll see just what's worrying me. Now if the one and only girl that you love in this whole wide world would suddenly come and say we're through,
says gotta dig it, can't turn it loose. Woo! From 63 on the Keith record label, the Matadors, and the Tim Cole, You'd Be Crying Too. Well, I'm gonna dry your eyes. I don't want you to cry. In fact, I want you to tell me who's doing this next record. It's my mystery oldie 45. Once again, dial me up. I'd love to hear from you. Take a guess. One guess only. We play just for fun, for the pride of relics and rarities. 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record? Yes, be a mystery oldie winner. Good luck, everybody.
Mother's got to go now.
That's a easy mystery oldie 45. Yeah, pretty big hit. Who's doing a record? Once again, call me up right now, 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. Be taking calls now, and even for a couple minutes after the show, or email your guests. One guess only. We're playing just for fun. The email address, dave@davetherave.com. Who did that last record?
Dave the Rave!
Oh, I did? Kings out of the Daytona Beach, Tampa, Florida area, known as the Tropics. Love that record. Tim Curry, you better move. I've got my Discovery of the Week coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Dave the Rave, spinning the records you crave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. the Rave is in love with that record. Yes, my Discover of the Week on the Liverpool Sound record label from 64. Mike Sheridan and the Knight Riders, which included Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood. Yes, the guys from ELO. Mike Sheridan and the Knight Riders and a tune called In Love. It's kind of like a rediscovery. I think that was a Discovery of the Week on my program many years ago, but I had to play the record again. Go out and find the record. Is there a record store in your town? We'll check it out. In Love, Mike Sheridan and the Knight Riders, Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. And for Greg in Somerset, yes, Cat Steven did this first.
In the midnight moonlight, I'll be walking along a lonely mile. And every time I do, I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. And then comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine, never could be mine, no matter how I try.
Not only did Cat Stevens do this song first, he wrote the song. Of course, last week we played the Tremolos, the hit version of Here Comes My Baby. But I know some of you out there, like Greg in Somerset, was like, wow, I never knew Cat Stevens did that record first and wrote the song as well. Here Comes My Baby. Well, Here Comes My Davy. I'm on the way home. Yes, they're not exactly kicking me out of here, but I'm noticing that the next program is about ready to kick off as we get close to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for tuning into the Relics Rory Show. I had a blast. I always have a blast digging into my boxes of 45s and pulling out those hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And of course, if you got a lost 45 that you'd like me to play, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, you contact me. My email address, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up. Let's talk. 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Of course, you can check out archives of my show at my website, www.davetherave.com. Say a prayer for those in California, because watching the news and those horrific fires, it is simply just that, horrific. So there, I know they're in my thoughts, and you should keep all those folks in your thoughts as well. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.